أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Before I begin, I just want to encourage all of us, we shouldn't shy away from chanting. I know sometimes we get a little bit shy, and I speak to myself first. We should all have our arms raised and our voices heard, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A blackness shrouds the night near the Gaza coastline. The sounds of waves imitate the endless freedom of the ocean, but it is an illusion. Because in this place, built upon seclusion, the vastness of this water has been diluted until each and every drop has become bottled and suppressed. Just like the voices of those they spray ammunition into, striking skulls and chests. Here, tear gas licks the lungs and the peppering of phosphorus bombs drop like beat upon beat of crazed men's drums and through the very barrels of their own guns. They are waging war against themselves, killing their souls with each and every one of the human brothers and sisters they slay, simply based upon a false belief that in God's eyes, they are the only ones chosen to stay. And it's not you. For they claim that their blood is more worthy. But to me, that's curious because it sounds just like what Hitler did to the Jews in Germany. Now, certainly, if we stand against that, then we must stand against Zionism. You see, we must rise against those who turn God's open earth into an open-air prison while they send bullets upon bullets, making fatal incisions, and they dare talk about terrorism while they are the very definition, dropping bodies of innocent children and women, as well as everyone else in their scopes and narrowed tunnel vision, where there is no light at the end. Because enter the land of the IDF badge and morality suspends, people drunk with power that play pretend that they are God's chosen people. But Judaism, like Islam and Christianity, cannot be hijacked by a limited group of insane ones whose beliefs have sidetracked, deviated off of the path of all that is good and pure. So I ask you, take a journey with your heart and truth will be found, I can ensure, and you will see all of the hardship that these people must endure. Because the enemies do not recognize that there is enough room for everyone, and that we all belong here regardless of our ethnicity or race. And I promise you, when you witness Zionism, you will see bigotry and brutality like you've never faced. That is, if they admit you through their apartheid walls and gates. But if they do, your heart will most certainly shatter from the oppression of all of the orphaned and displaced, from Africa to Asia, from the Middle East to right here in the States. We should never have to see so many people abused, hurt, and disgraced. You know, this is not what God created us for. We should love one another and treat humanity like He said we should. But if you've seen what happens worldwide, from Pakistan to Palestine, you'd close your eyes and try to forget them if you could. So today we request, on the anniversary of all of those who have suffered, So today we request on the anniversary of all those who have suffered that we remember that all human beings are our sisters and brothers. And in particular, of one land, we ask and remind that in order to see reality, you must ignore the lies, you must free your mind and realize that Israel is the hell on earth created in the land where Palestine stood. This is the land of tragedy. Welcome to Al-Quds. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.